WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have partly sunny skies, 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with scattered showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. The first full day of the 2013 Cass County Fair begins today in Atlantic. Activities later today include the food sale at the Community Center on the fairgrounds beginning at 10 a.m. All 4-H baked goods will be for sale with a sample of every item kept for exhibit purposes and displayed in the club booth, and recipes of each baked item will be available as well. Baked products selected for the state fair will not be offered for sale, however, and the proceeds from that sale are used to help support the 4-H program in Cass County. Entertainment this evening begins at 7 with music from the Blue Tones, followed by the Cass County Fair King and Queen Contest on the North Garden of the Community Center at 8 o'clock, and senior recognition at 9. This year's Queen candidates include Emily Jacobson, Amber Stender, Hannah Ankenbauer, Larissa Backhaus, Tierney Sothman, Diana Perkins, Heather Reyna, Valerie Watson, and Michaela Summers. The King candidates include Tanner Potter, Clint Hansen, Justin Summers, Blake Miller, and Luke Frisbee. Preliminary judging of all the candidates was held on July the 15th. As always, there is no charge to attend the Cass County Fair, but your purchase of meals at the food stand are very much appreciated to help support the fair and continue to make it a unique free event each year. News time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Well, the Cass County Board of Supervisors aren't happy with whomever is using their vehicles to traverse County Level B or dirt-slash-mud roads when they're wet, and in the process destroying the road, making it difficult if not impossible for farmers to move their equipment, livestock, and crops when the road dries out. Engineer Charles Marker said his secondary road crews normally stay off Level B roads because of a lack of manpower and equipment needed to maintain rock, Level B, and C-type roads. Marker says they often receive requests to smooth Level B roads, which have been damaged by four-wheel drive vehicles, but those requests are typically not filled until the spring due to the current workload.
We try to fit it into our schedule, but normally we'll wait till spring or something, because next time it rains, they'll be back in there tearing it up again, unless somebody calls in a license plate for us. That's why we have those signs that say Level B, enter at your own risk. That removes the liability of the county should that person who's tearing it up have an accident, or if somebody else comes in later on and the ruts have not been fixed. It removes the county from the liability aspect.
Supervisor Chuck Reakin said it's too bad people feel the need to tear up the roads used by farmers to haul hay and for other legitimate purposes. On top of that, the mud from their vehicles is often brought into the towns and messes up city streets.
And it's just not young people who do it. Older people do it, just as bad as the young people do.
Reakin says when it rains, rural residents should watch for vehicles that are causing the damage, take down a license plate, and report it to the sheriff's department. If you're willing to prove who caused the damage, the person responsible, he says, can be assessed the cost of repairs to the road.
We can assess them to the county attorney the cost of fixing that road. We have the authority to do that. And these young people need to know that for people tearing these roads up. If you're going to tear dirt roads up, we're going to get tough on this deal, because it costs a lot of money for Charlie to take you out there and regrade these roads. And if somebody turns them in and we go through the county attorney and prove it, these guys are going to wind up, they're going to pay for fixing these roads.
And the cost for fixing those roads doesn't come cheaply, according to Marker.
You're talking about the grader itself running about $30 an hour, and our employees' salaries are somewhere around $20 an hour. So there's $50 an hour, and then they're moving at a very slow rate, so it may take you several hours.
Reakin says he's used the roads when he farms, and the ruts caused by four-wheel drive vehicles shakes the tar out of planters, grain carts, and combines. Marker says they've seen vehicles in the cities covered in mud, and they know how they got that way, but unless citizens step forward and prove where those vehicles were and when, the damage will continue to occur. Mayor Pro Tem of Messina has received the blessing of the Cass County Board of Supervisors to continue with the process of establishing tax increment financing, or TIFs, on the 38 wind turbines located within a two-mile radius of the city to help pay for infrastructure needs and grow new business. Mayor and Councilperson Linda Renicki appeared before the board during their meeting Wednesday morning. Renicki appeared before the board last winter as well and expressed the city's interest in deriving TIF from the turbines, but was unable to provide the specifics on what the funding was needed for. On Wednesday, she provided some of those details.
One thing that I had mentioned when I was here was a sewer relining project that was going to cost over, it's going to be in excess of $800,000. We do have a $300,000 CDBG grant. The remaining portion of the project will cost us an additional $530,000.
The sewer relining project is necessary because of excess stormwater inflow and infiltration, or I&I, problems with the system, the result of which is an overwhelming of the city's lagoon system. In addition, the aerator system for the lagoons in Messina are very old and require an additional $577,000 upgrade. Renicki said the I&I problems are just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the city's infrastructure needs.
Because stormwater drainage is such a problem, curb and guttering, streets, and addressing the stormwater drainage issues would cost us, this is number he hardly say, that the engineers estimate $10.5 million. They found that we were not compliant with the ADA in situations at the library, city hall, and the park. Estimated $75,000 to correct that.
Another reason the TIF dollars would benefit the city is that it would bring younger families who are willing to build new houses, and improved infrastructure would expedite that process and grow the community, according to Renicki.
The available residences in Messina has declined from, if my memory serves me correctly, it was in 1990, there was almost 220 residences that people could utilize in town, and it's fallen to 190 now. And we have a lot of interest in and younger families wanting to live in town right now. In fact, we do have a house that's being built there, a new addition, and a second lot has been sold. The city's portion to provide water and sewer into a new housing district would be $294,000.
Some of the city's newest residents work for Siemens, the company responsible for constructing and maintaining the wind turbines. Some of those same workers also want to own their own business in town, but there is a lack of structures available. Renicki said TIF funds could be used by the city to purchase additional land for which those businesses could be built on. She said there are smaller issues that can be addressed as well through the use of TIF funds, such as expanding the city's fire station, which is very cramped. With the supervisor's blessing, the city of Messina can now proceed with the legal process necessary to obtain a 6- or 10-year TIF on the turbines through the implementation of an urban renewal plan. A former University of Nebraska at Omaha football coach has been arrested in Iowa on suspicion of soliciting prostitution. Police and Council Bluffs say former UNO head football coach Pat Burns was one of 10 people arrested Tuesday during a sting operation at a Pottawatomie County hotel. The 63-year-old Burns served as the UNO Mavericks' head coach from 1994 until the century-old program was shut down in March of 2011. Before that, Burns had been the head coach of the University of North Dakota football team from 1980 to 1985. Pottawatomie County Jail authorities said that Burns posted a $2,000 bond Tuesday and was released. Taking a look at our world headlines at this hour, Spanish investigators may get some clues as to what caused yesterday's derailment from a security camera that captured a moment when a passenger train veered off the track and crashed into a wall at a high speed. The death toll from the crash has risen to 78, while more than 140 other people were injured. The Labor Department is reporting unemployment applications rose by 7,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 343,000. The increase follows a steep drop from the week before, however, and the four-week average edged lower and remains at a level consistent with an improving job market. Meanwhile, the Commerce Department reports demand for aircraft and business spending boosted durable goods orders by 4.2% last month. General Motors headlines another batch of corporate earnings reports that are due out today. The automaker's second quarter profit topped expectations with solid earnings in North America, offsetting a drop in international profit and more losses in Europe. Meanwhile, 3M, United, Continental, and Southwest Airlines also saw their earnings beat Wall Street expectations. And North Korea is threatening to send troops to the stalled inter-Korean factory park near the two countries' border. Analysts say the warning is an effort to pressure South Korea to agree to reopen a park that provided Pyongyang with badly needed hard currency before it was shut down in April amid rising tensions. The warning followed closed-door talks between the Koreas today. Seoul wants guarantees that Pyongyang won't unilaterally close the Kaesong Park again. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, Mary Lou Emkin, age 81, of Avoca, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mary Lou Emkin will be this morning at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Hancock. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Actually, Paulie Jones in Avoca has the arrangements. Roy Bilbrey, age 78, of Panora, died Monday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Roy Bilbrey will be today at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Edna Miller, age 91, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Edna Miller will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Virginia Wagner, age 99, of Stewart, died Tuesday in Creston. Funeral services for Virginia Wagner will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Grace Schatz, age 95, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Grace Schatz will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Faye Erickson, age 90, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Faye Erickson will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Irma Lorman, age 94, of Manning, died Monday at the Carroll Health Center. Funeral services for Irma Lorman will be on Monday at 3 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Doris Brainerd, age 97, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Tuesday. Services for Doris Brainerd are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.